What's going on, guys? This is our first podcast on the Random Ramblers. Today we're going to be playing a game of two truths, one lie. So we're going to go. My leg's cramping.
We're just witnessing some guy's death, and like we're just here.
Bro, wait, that is a good start, bro. I just got the worst cramp in my leg. It was so tight. I could feel it was so tight. But what's going on, guys? This is Random Rambling, episode one. Today we're going to be doing Two Truths, One Lie. We're here with me, Raf. Me, who's Raf, Trav, and Adrian.
Who wants to go first?
You go first, bro.
Okay, I'll go first. Just don't question. So two of these are true and one of this is a lie. So get ready. Trox's playground was my fighting arena. I had a Fortnite girlfriend.
You had a what? Fortnite girlfriend. No, I played that one.
I kicked a cat.
That's true.
I know that's true. The Fortnite girlfriend is a lie. The rest is true, bro.
No, the first
thing that's a lie happened to you, Trox. You want me to say it again?
Wait, what was the first one again?
Croc's playground was my fighting arena.
Second one's not true, bro.
Frick, I should have picked a different lie. Dang it! Okay, I'll explain though. So, there was his, like, family friends, right? And they had this And this cat, it was messed up. It looked weird, but it never liked me. It just never did. And one time I wanted to go to the bathroom and the cat's in the way. It's like in front of the bathroom door, just looking at me, looking like it wanted to roll once. And I'm not even kidding. It looked like something from a cartoon. It ran just full speed ahead, going for my leg. First thing I did was kick that thing. To be fair, I was 10 years old, but I punted it like a football. I could be like a quarterback in NFL or something. That thing flew. I didn't see the cat ever since, I think the cat's dead, but yeah, and Croc's playground. So pretty much I was a cooked kid back in the days, and I probably say when I was 7 and under, I used to go to Croc's a lot, and for some reason in my delusional mind I decide to fight. It's like if I see a kid, pop, pop, Mike Tyson, like, why is Mike Tyson here? Just punching. Every single guy I found, fought him. And then you just see this angry mother, you know, and Croc's at that, like, table where all the parents are.
Yeah.
Like, we're all, yeah, yeah. There's just this one mother that's, like, holding a crying child, and the mother just shouts to all the parents, "Your child is the one wearing the Spider-Man shirt." And you just see me in the corner, just, like, just hiding for my dear life. I was like, I can't say his name. What's his nickname? Flinny. I was like Flinny. Flinny Mercury. I was like him back in the day. It's wild. No, that. I actually can't believe you guys got that lie straight away. I thought that you guys could have probably believed that.
Nah, bro, but I got good ones. Okay, two cheeks, one lie. One of them, I ate grass when I was like 9 because I thought it would be, you know, a good experience.
Second one,
I actually threw someone's cat, did like tricks with it. Like I did like, made it do backflips. I like threw it up into the air. It was really cool.
I'm not going to say whose
cat it was. It wasn't mine, but I'm not going to say who it was for like reasons. And then, number three, one of the most pains I've ever been in my life was just then.
What's the third one? You threw a cat, you ate grass. What was it?
Just then, I was in the most pain I've ever been in my life, bro.
That is the worst. Throwing a cat, the cat's the lie. Because the cat's the lie. You definitely got the cat idea from me kicking the cat. That's a lie.
I will say this, you're right, but you're also wrong.
You threw a dog. And you switched it. So you threw a dog, yes. Or you threw a child.
He threw the cat into his cooking pot.
No,
and then he ate it.
I did throw the cat, You did Wait, give what? Me the idea because I forgot about it, and then it sparked a memory, and I thought it was pretty.
Did you just throw your cat then?
No, it wasn't mine. What? No, it wasn't mine. No, this is ages ago. Yeah, I was about to say, your poor cat. But like, no, this wasn't mine, which made it even funnier.
So you have two truths and one half lie.
Nah. Nah. My leg cramp was pretty bad, but it was definitely.
That is the worst thing I've ever heard.
But I was laughing at the end because I was coming up because I couldn't think of a lie, bro.
That's why I wrote it down. I have it right here, but I have my lines.
You had
it
freaking written down?
Yeah.
Bro,
I haven't
written
it written down. Of course you are, you little iPad.
I was actually watching on my computer, bro. Great.
Wait, so the grass, like, everybody's eaten grass before, let's be honest.
Yes, bro. But
everybody's
eating
grass.
I was older than the average person. I was like 9. So I like had a brain, bro. Semi had a brain.
You have
so
a brain like, when you're one. Like, you have a brain when you're like an infant.
Because I was thinking, this was in like, when I, you know, ages ago before I moved where we are right now. But I was, one day I'm just like, bro, I want to be a cow. So I just decided to take a bit of grass, eat it, and then I asked my whole family, hey, have you ever eaten grass before? And they were like, yeah. And then, like, because I was so nervous, because I'm like, oh, wait, I might actually just be so freaking weird. And then I asked, like, my siblings, and they're like, yeah, I've done it before. And I'm like, phew, bro, I'm not the only retarded one. But yeah,
I just
thought
imagine
that was pretty cool.
This, like, I can just imagine, like, Mini Raph just in his bed, and he just wakes up, and he's like, I want to be a cow.
No, because I thought it was
radically.
Like so cool how like animals literally just eat nothing but like grass and they're just alive. Like, don't cows have like 8 stomachs or something? Something crazy. Which means they have a lot of stomachs. Which means they have to eat like a
they
lot
have
of grass, bro. They have to eat a lot of grass. And I'm like thinking, how do you just survive off grass? So I ate it and was like, is it really good?
Because
like that's the only thing they eat is like grass. Some of them, you know, some of them like the grass-fed ones.
No cow. Other things?
And I thought, no. Yeah, but it's like mainly it's their number one food.
Well, I'm
bro.
Googling now. What do cows eat?
Naturally,
they just came
eat grass.
Hay,
you can feed
grain,
them with
corn,
stuff.
Hay.
Yeah, but like grass, main thing, bro.
Yeah.
Main thing. You know what I'm saying?
Grass.
My leg isn't tight anymore.
Type of grass. Because can it be like kangaroo grass? Any type of
grass,
you know what I mean?
I'm talking about grass as in not the animal that's
the
thing
outside.
I said
grass.
You said
there's
kangaroo
grass.
What does that
grass.
Mean?
Kangaroo grass. It's kangaroo grass.
What? I'm typing this out.
It's kangaroo grass.
I'm trying, bro.
You net. Bro, you've been in Australia more than me and I know what kangaroo grass is.
Wait.
Talking to the kid fresh off the boats.
Oh, well, I.
Yeah, you're African. All right. Time for Travis. Travis, your turn.
Here we go.
Hello.
He's a bit too shy.
Okay. Well, when I was younger, I took a dump in the shower multiple times.
Mate, I hope that's the truth. So this is gonna be the funniest thing. I hope that's the truth. Bro, that's wild. Okay, so you took multiple dumps in the shower. That's one. What's the other two? He's definitely making
another,
up something.
Right
now. I was trying to think of traumatic experiences, bro.
I'm trying to think.
He's gonna say something like, okay. I pissed on a dog.
Oh. No, bro.
I went to my uncle's house once, and this dog kept, like, licking my leg under the table, so I full-on just booted
it. Here comes the part. Beat on the dog, didn't you? Oh my goodness.
Man, why isn't everyone attacking animals?
Yeah, what's it do with, like, wild animals?
And...
This gotta be the lie. That's gotta be.
I don't know.
I mean, you don't know, bro. You gotta think of something. I think we should have been prepared.
I showered my brother once and peed on him. No, wait.
No. What
you want? No, I'm not gonna say the other thing.
But wait, yeah. Hold on. Wait a second. Was that it?
Go back. No. Who are you?
It's two truths and one lie. The first one is that you pooed in the shower multiple times. Second one is that you kicked the dog.
Both ones are all lies.
I don't think that you kicked the dog. I don't think they came to dog because me and Adrian both just said that. There's no way you just beat a dog.
Like, the amount of animals in this conversation. If, like, if you kicked a dog, like, what's to do with people kicking animals? I'm going with the dog. I'm going with the dog, bro.
I'm going with the dog as well.
Okay, the you're right. Know it.
Wait.
Oh my goodness.
Wait, hold up. You're saying that you had a shower with your brother and you decided, oh yeah, watch out, bro, and then just all over him, bro.
Don't even turn on the warm water, bro.
Oh, I didn't even know if I did it on purpose.
I mean, it saves water.
It saves water. It's a different color. It's fine, bro. That's funny.
Have you guys ever had like a shower with a sibling?
I mean,
no. I'm a sister, bro.
Well, for you guys, you have age gaps and, like, only a sister.
That's a brother. My
brother's, like, 2 years older than me.
Try it through.
Yeah, thanks.
Bro, that's a wild question. Oh, my goodness. That is funny, though. Wait, so, what was the other... Wait. So the lie was
bro,
you kicking a dog.
I threw in the shower when I was like five or four.
Oh, that's funny, little Trav. I actually find that funny, bro. Mate, that's wild though. You see, it was just hard to choose a lie. I reckon all of our lies were like easy.
They were all like getting.
They were like, I thought I went crazy. I thought like I.
Oh wait, yours was actually true with them.
What's true?
Yours was true about the animal. He just booted it.
Yeah. Mate, that cat's gone.
Yeah,
I'm not. It's like 10 feet under now. Definitely dead. Like, that cat, it's gone. I can't. That's wild.
Bro, did you ever attack people when... I remember I used to go to Crocs of you as well.
Yep, I remember I used
it was
to
me, you, Mason, like
Sam.
Surname.
Oh, bro.
Yeah.
Sam,
Who was that other girl that I used to be with as a. What was her? It was some color.
Indigo.
But, yeah, it's Indigo, yeah. Bro, I remember her. Yeah, nah, honestly, Kindle was something else. I actually, like, was a crackhead.
Bro. Crocs is like this really cool thing that's like this big inflatable slide now.
Yeah, wait.
I remember last time I attacked someone there as well.
Is it true?
You just like
I'd be that kid that you bring a scissor and just pop it. I'll just pop it and run away. I would do that. Not anymore. I'm a changed man. But back in the days, I would. I'd take like my sister's scissors, pop it, run away, blame. A kid that stands out or something, like, I don't know, an Asian kid or something, and just like blame them. I don't know.
I remember I was at like one of those bounce, it was like Crocs. I think it was in like WA before I moved here. And there was this girl, I'm not gonna say who it was, but we were like at the top of, like the it's like this whole thing is like a huge, basically. Square and it's like levels, yeah. It's like levels to get higher and higher, and then there's like random things in there. I forget, this was ages ago, but we're at the top and it's like a maze and there's like a slide that you go all the way down to the bottom and then you find your parents or whatever. And this girl, bro, is at the top and she's crying. She's crying because she can't find the slide to go down, bro.
Oh.
And so she decides to just sit in the corner and cry for like half an hour. And I'm just up there and I'm like, bro, the slide is freaking 10 meters from me, bro. They didn't see it because they're freaking retarded as lying. I thought it was so funny, and I just went down the slide. And I was killing myself laughing. I thought it was so funny.
Bro, I swear, you can find some great, like, but also obscure people at Crocs. It's interesting, to say the least, honestly. Funny. I can just imagine, like, 100% later in the future, it's gonna be like a father just like bored out of his mind is gonna jump on like one of the slides or something. That's probably happened before.
I always wonder, you know, what happens if you just get like stuck in a slide, like with you know, like those water slides, and just multiple people go down at once, and you just get stuck. Like, what happens? Do people like come in and try to like? Like, because you're basically a cork. You're a cork in there. You're stuck. So do people, like, try to just shove you through and all the people go through? Or do you they get, like, weird machinery and just disassemble the slide?
You feel weird machinery.
And, like, get you out of that.
I reckon leave the child. Leave it.
That's fair.
Because that kid probably didn't have good enough brain cells.
No, wait.
No,
wait,
he could have affected.
No, it's not even that. You know what I mean? If you leave them with no food, they're gonna get skinnier, and then they're just gonna slip through eventually.
It's gonna sound like a Minecraft skeleton just like falling out of the slide. Just like down the slide. Oh my goodness. Nah, honestly, Crocs is a dangerous place, but a good place. What was the place that had the air foam guns? Lollipops?
Monkey G's.
No. There was one place that had those, like, air guns that shot those foam bolts.
That was Monkey G's.
I think it was Lollipops.
Maybe it was Lollipops.
Monkey G's was the monkey. Lollipops was that orange cat, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was Lollipops. I remember that. I always targeted this, like,
Monkey G's is good as well, though.
I can't remember Monkey G's. I can't. All I remember, I had a monkey. That's all I remember. There was a monkey there.
Obviously.
Okay, that kind of sounded
yeah, like, obviously, what?
Okay, I just realized, but like, you know what I mean? Mascot is a monkey. Experiences with play centers. Next one could be like, experiences getting lost in the supermarket, which I had a lot
of.
Oh
my gosh, I have good ones of those.
I was terrified. I thought I was done. I thought I had to live in Coles now. I was ready to go, like, just like
the worst
live
one is
in
like
an aisle.
Big W or Kmart. Those are the worst ones to get lost.
The worst
in,
one is when you live in a place that's next to Saudi Arabia, freaking Dubai, and everyone looks the same because they've all got a hijab or one of those like those picnic basket looking things on the head, bro. Everyone looks the same and you can't find your parents.
And you know what's the cherry on top? Like when I was lost, I literally called out and said, "Mom, 15 mothers looking at me." Like, and I was so scared. Like, this 50 mothers is looking at me. I was like, "Damn, I'm dead." Like, this is my new home now. They left me.
And
I was literally going through my head.
And when you're younger, I'm still scared of being kidnapped. Not at like shops by myself, but I just mean in general. If I'm like, because I see sketchy people. Like, if I'm walking around and stuff, like, I'm going the other way. I'm going the long way. But yeah, no. But when I'm in the shop, like when I was younger, if I'm in the shops and I lose my parents, I'm done, bro. Mentally, I'm done. I might as well just quit and say, you know, put me in handcuffs. I'll be your kidnapped hostage or whatever. Oh, man. Freak that, bro.
Nah, that's funny. There was this one experience that I had that is quite unique. So it was last year, footy game. It was Essendon versus Collingwood. We left early because, of course, Essendon once again sells because of crap almost every time before the game ends, before the season ends. And there was this guy, and I was with my mates, if I'm correct, and Asian guy. He's just a couple seats further ahead from us. He decided to paint the whole train with his vomit. I've never seen that much come out of man before. But the worst part is, it's just a puddle, and it's going up and down because of the train. And then he was definitely on something because he was like eyes full red. There was like white stuff on his nose. He's a crackhead. And a couple stops later, these two police officers came, And one of them was wearing Nike TNs. Which I cannot unsee. It was a cop wearing these blue, it was like a turquoise and white TNs. Which I didn't even know police officers are allowed to wear. Yeah, I'm googling now. Blue and white TNs.
Do police officers have like a... No, because they have a uniform, bro. But do they even have like a specific shoes that they can wear or something?
I'm guessing they just wear boots. Because they gotta run if they see like a man like robbing a store. They're gonna run, but all man's gonna run with his TNs. It's like saying a lady wearing high heels, like full police officer gear. They're wearing these like Louis Vuitton high heels. She ain't running with that. She's gonna break an ankle. I was so confused when I saw that. I saw a druggie and then an SA police officer. Australia's a unique place, honestly. It's a free country. It's wild. It's almost more free than America.
America's on something, bro.
Why is America is on something.
Mate, Joe Biden, he's a pedophile. I'm saying it now, he's a pedophile.
Oh, yeah.
He's so weird. Do you see how he talks?
He's like Chicken Little. You know in the scene from Chicken Little?
When he sees like the aliens and he's on the clock tower and he's trying to talk and he's like, watch out. He sounds like Joe Biden. I don't think Joe Biden's a real human.
He's like dyslexic or whatever, bro. But they shouldn't have someone who can't string a sentence, who's always sleeping all the time, who likes little kids being on his lap.
Yeah, he says that.
He probably invested in the Epstein Island.
He's the number one buyer, bro. He's probably the new Epstein. I'm not surprised. Ooh, what was that? I just heard something in my room. What the? Hold up, you guys still got me back.
Oh, okay. Hey, Jeff.
Yo. Yeah, very. This guy, Joe Biden. So he's gonna be like the new. What's his name? Who's the guy in the wheelchair?
I'm back, and I think the word you're looking for is president.
I know what you mean.
You're definitely partners of him in action.
Epstein?
No, the other guy in the wheelchair. Joe Biden, Stephen Hawking.
Stephen Hawking. Mate, that was the funniest thing, finding out Stephen Hawking is an Epstein unbuyer. It's the funniest thing. Like, Epstein. So oh my goodness. When that list got leaked, it was over. It's over.
But when did Stephen the event Hawking even occur? Wasn't it like ages ago?
I remember. It was when I was in holiday last year, so before Christmas, because I was talking about it with my cousins.
No, I
it
mean was like the actual island thing, not like
event. I have no idea. It's probably still a thing. I don't know. Mate, if it's still a thing, I'm worried. I'm actually scared for this generation. Like, this generation is so weird. We got people walking around with dog masks and leashes.
Oh no,
like,
bro,
speaking
of leashes and dog masks, I remember I was with my cousin in a shopping center, bro. And it's my birthday and we're getting sushi. And we're going back, we got our sushi, we're going back to the cars in the car park. And there's this little kid with like this vest around him. It's like a dog, it was like a dinosaur vest or something, like a blue dinosaur vest. And it was a leash on it, bro. And the mum has the kid on a leash. It was so funny. It wasn't around the neck,
I know those things. I know these because my parents were tempted to get one for me because I was the loose cannon. It's just like, you can get one of those like backpacks, like different type of animal, like a monkey, a lion, and this is like, it's kind of like Despicable Me. That's why my parents never gave me scissors properly, because I would just cut the leash and run away. It's just Despicable Me. I thought you were about to say something like, a kid crawling on the floor with like a leash on his neck. I was terrified.
Me and him always talk about it. It's just so random. Because how out of control does your child have to be that you have to put them on a leash? Mm. A leash. Like a dog.
It's crazy. Yeah, because like a leash on a backpack's fine, but you gotta get a child. Is it a boarding school?
A boarding school.
You like send your child to, and it's like the military thing. You send them overseas. Yeah, they stay there. They turn into like a kind of like a Terminator kind of turn into a Terminator. Don't speak. They just walk weird and like they don't laugh and stuff like that.
I don't think.
Yeah, it's a boarding school. Isn't it?
No, it is, but not every boarding school is like that. Some of them are literally just schools.
I'm saying this now. My parents were gonna send me to a boarding school if I didn't change. I could feel it. They were planning to. If I go in the search history back in the days, there would be boarding schools like on their websites. They were planning to. I could feel it. I'll probably be dead already, honestly, if I stayed the same. You gotta like adapt to this new generation and like stay aware of like creepy people.
Yeah, but I wonder what, like, because when you think about it, the little skibbity toilet kids are gonna be the next parents, you know, the next our parents.
Stop.
And then their children are probably gonna be worse because you can't get better, you can only get worse.
We're the ones who are gonna have to deal with them.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you know what? I think I told Raph this. I'm gonna tell you now, Trav. I have a plan. When I get a child, I'm teaching them just two genders, male and female. You don't get to pick. You get what you get. Don't complain.
You get what you're given.
If you're a man, you're gonna be with a woman. If you're a woman, you're gonna be with a man. I don't want to see, and you are. I don't want to see your pronouns as they/them or a Walmart toaster or anything. If you're a guy, you're a he. Wait, a guy is a.
God's a
what is a guy? Yeah, yeah. A guy is a he, him. And then a girl is a her, she.
Hershey's
kisses.
Hershey. Yeah, but I mean, like, I'm 100% gonna make sure my kid doesn't watch any of the weird shows now that it's like that non-binary cow that's going around the internet. And
non-binary
transformer video. I'm just letting my kid watch Ninjago. He's done.
The old I'm gonna Ninjago, make that
yes,
yes, the old yeah. one. The Newmont old one before sucks. I made Cole gay.
Hold up, the Cole's new
gay?
The Newmont sucks. And Cole's dead as well. And why was season 10 four
gay.
Episodes
no, Cole is gay. Cole's alive. He's gay for a purple troll.
The voice of Cole is dead.
Really?
Oh. Yeah, he died ages ago.
I did not realize that.
He did like 3 years ago, bro.
Mm.
And I'm surprised.
I just feel like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I saw they cancelled Ninjago, didn't they? They like.
No, it's
like
on Netflix now. There's like Netflix. It's like a Netflix original now. I got it on my recommendation yesterday. I was watching Grown Ups and I see that on my recommendation. And then it's just like some. Just like a furry ninja girl now, I think, with cat ears, if I'm correct.
But I swear, if they like. Start doing all the whatever, like woke stuff, whatever it is, just all the inclusiveness and stuff. But it's just like, I reckon all shows that are like classic shows like Ninjago, they should be cancelled for the good of the show, for the better of it.
Because Octonauts, if they touch Octonauts, I'm throwing hands. I'm done. I'm gonna make sure they don't ruin Octonauts. Oh, bro, yeah, if they are ruining so many shows, it's shocking. So bad this generation.
Yeah, I'll give you your freaking cat.
Come on, give him the cat. Give her the cat,
right? It's time to wake up. It's time to wake you up from your peaceful nap to give to your horrid sister.
Yeah. Hey, Trav. The lie that Trav made is about to be true. He's about to throw the cat.
I'm about to throw the cat. Bro, my leg still hurts. Wait, my leg actually still hurts. Oh my god!
Why are you limping or something?
No, I'm not. It's not limping. It's like it's in my calf, and it's just like sore.
Oh mate, that hurts. That hurts so bad. I know your pain.
It was so tight, and I was so tight bad. Deep down. I don't know. I'm gonna massage.
It was like 12 o'clock or something. I was asleep, and I just felt the worst pain in history, just on my left leg, and I was dying. I couldn't move. I didn't make a single noise. I'm just there. Just like, eyes wide open, has no idea what to do. Cramps are the worst things.
I know, bro. I've always had cramps before, but they've never been as bad as this one. Have you ever like woken up in the middle of the night and your arm, like a part of your body, like an arm, arms or legs? It's never been legs for me, but it's always arms are dead. Like the blood's all out of them because you slept on it or something.
Yes, it stopped happening recently,
which is kind of sad because it's always a fun experience.
Like you sleep on your head.
Yeah.
It's not because it's cool because like you, it's not your arm anymore for like a few minutes. It's like cool because you can smack it and you can't feel anything and you can like pinch it. It's cool. Because I remember, literally, this was 2 nights ago.
Don't try this at home, people, buddy.
Yeah, don't try this at home, people. Yeah, no, okay. What? I'll explain in a second. But I woke up in the middle of the night and one of my arms is dead, but I didn't know. I like felt something weird in my arm. I didn't feel anything in my arm because I couldn't feel it. But I'm like, something feels off about my arm. I lift it up. And then I can't hold it in place because it's fallen. Slams down, smashes on the frame of my bed. I can't feel a thing. I thought it was pretty funny, bro. But I was like,
bro.
I fell straight back asleep. I woke up.
Do you guys ever get a dream? Do you guys ever get a dream when you're falling or something is about to like hit you, and you just wake up and you have a quick reaction to like move or something?
Yeah, you.
Because what happened to me? Back in my old room, I used to, so I don't know why, but I hate sleeping and my face is facing the door. I love sleeping when there's a wall like right in front of my face. I don't know why. Yeah. It's just I just always feel like skeptical, like what if someone stabs me and I just don't know. But once again, I just feel chill, you know what I mean? I can't remember the dream. Something was coming right at me. I think someone threw a ball. And my first reaction was just to move. And I'm not even kidding, bashed my head to the wall. I thought my head went through the wall. I could probably hear mice just like having a rave inside these walls. And I just imprint, just like a face imprint just on the, oh, my nose was in so much pain. Probably moved my nose. Like, oh, some dreams can mess you up.
Have you ever had the same exact dream? Like happened
more. Yeah. Yes.
I remember one week when I was like so many times. I had the same weird Ben 10 dream happen 3 times in a row.
Ben 10. No, Ben 10's amazing, honestly.
Ben 10 is peak.
Congo.
Like you have a dream about something that you know you've had a dream about in the past.
Yeah. And it wasn't even like that. It's the exact same dream.
Like I've had the exact same dream for like a full 2 weeks. I was like, what the hell? Like, give me a different dream, please.
It's a sign, bro. It's a sign.
It's a sign. It means it's something. It's a sign, bro. It's a weird sign, but like, yeah. What's your sign? You want to be Ben 10?
Yeah. At the time, I did. Because I've... when I was growing up... Well, I'm not acting as if I'm an adult. I'm still growing up. But like, as I've been growing up... not really recently, because I'm not... like really small, but I had phases of my TV shows and I would try to be them. Like, I would be obsessed. I'd buy, like, I'd get like shirts of them, outfits of them, like costumes, you know. Ben 10 was like my first one. Oh my gosh, addicted. I wasn't obsessed with Ben 10, I was addicted to it. I'd have, you know, the PSP, PlayStation Portables.
Yeah.
I'd have so many Ben 10 games. I'd have so many Ben 10 action figures, so many Ben 10 outfits, so many Ben 10 like Omnitrixes. Oh my gosh. It was the best.
For me, same thing. For me, before I, like, I'm a Marvel geek, but before I saw Marvel, Ninja Turtles. And I just always wanted to be Casey. I didn't want to be a turtle because being a turtle's kind of ass because it can't do anything.
Yeah.
But I wanted to be Casey. He's just a normal guy with a hockey club. So I couldn't find a hockey club. So the closest thing I had was a golf club. And I'm pretending to be Casey. I got my, like, oh, bro, Casey. Kind of never liked him, but it was the closest thing. Like, that's possible, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, like, then it became Spider-Man.
That reminds me. Yeah. That was also one of my... So was Spider-Man. Spider-Man was one of my phases. So was Ninja Turtles, but... Surprisingly, I didn't want to be Raphael, which is, you know, cliche. I wanted to be Leonardo.
Leonardo?
I don't know. I just liked him because he's had the coolest weapon, which is a freaking sword. Like, what is... Yeah. Raphael has a defense
Mikey
weapon.
Is my guy. Mikey was pretty is cool. The Mikey's the best like Ninja Turtle. I reckon Mikey can run ones with anybody. He is my guy.
Have you seen like I love the Mikey. Newish comics of how Mike like everyone else is dead and Mikey's the only one
and
alive
and
he
Flash Ronin or whatever.
Yeah,
Flash Ronin. Making that into a movie and a game, I heard. I'll play that and watch that honestly. I reckon that's cool. Like Mikey, the most obscure numbat out of all, is the most dark. He's kinda like Batman but as a Ninja Turtle.
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
You know what I mean? It's like Batman as a Ninja Turtle. But, hot take, I might get bashed. I hate Superman.
Superman.
I dislike him.
I never really liked him.
Because, if you think about it, Superman... Okay, I don't like I'm not a big fan of DC, but I just hate Superman and Green Lantern. Because of Superman, it's kind of like it's kind of like you gave a 2-year-old kid a pencil and they got to make their own superhero
exactly.
And they decided to give him everything. Oh, let's give him butterflies. Let's make him fly. Let's make him breathe like ice. I think that's what he does. Let's give him x-ray vision. Let's make him not die until only a really rare green crystal and stuff like that. What Green Lantern? His weakness is yellow. You know that, right?
Yeah, I forgot about that.
His weakness is yellow.
That's so whack. Imagine he pulls up to China. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, bro. You shut up.
No, the thing... Oh. I forgot what I
was about to say. We're keeping it. I love that. Yeah, if he goes to China, bro, he's done.
He's finished.
Yeah, what if, like... let's be honest. If it's like... I can just imagine Green Lantern fighting Shang-Chi. Shang-Chi's winning just by looking at him. You know what I mean? Bro, that's bro, that's wild though. Yeah, but Green Lantern is such a yellow. Why?
No, but the thing about Superman, going back to Superman, he's so generic. And yeah, his weakness is it's like saying
Kryptonite.
I have everything good. My powers are like I have super strength, I've got everything. You can't beat me. My weakness is like dust that's milk that's been expired for like 1,000 days exactly. Like it's
no. It's But you know there's different I found a couple days ago, there's different types of kryptonite and it does different effects. One of them makes him racist and the other one turns him into a woman. Do you guys know that?
Makes him
racist.
Wait, I'm googling it now. Superman types of kryptonite effects. Okay, I'll read them out. Effects on Superman. Okay, I'll read them out. There was red kryptonite, which caused aggressive and odd behavior. White kryptonite that killed plants. Okay, I don't know why white kryptonite killed plants. Blue kryptonite, which affected Bizarro. I have no idea who that is. Red, gold removes memories. And black is good and evil. I swear there was a racist one. Like, which one makes him? I swear probably that makes him gay or something.
It's probably Superman the red one, the one that makes him aggressive.
Superman.
Yeah. Wait, what about the one that makes him a woman?
Tonight, gay. Pink kryptonite.
Wait, does it actually make him just homosexual?
Pink kryptonite alters the sexual orientation of Superman.
What the hell?
Imagine fight bounty fight. Oh, I'm not. Oh my goodness! Do not go in and just.
Oh my
eyes!
Oh
my eyes! Mate, do not Google it. Do not Google it.
Wait, Google what?
I'm not even telling you what to Google because it's that bad.
Pink.
Don't do it.
Wait, is it actually that?
Save yourself.
Kryptonite Superman, I'm looking at the images. Wait a second.
Save yourself. Wait, no, I did type that. I typed up Superman Kryptonite gay. I did that.
Oh, okay. Superman Kryptonite.
Oh, don't. For the love of your mother, don't.
Hell no.
Don't.
Oh my gosh,
oh,
bro.
My
is
goodness.
It the one with like him kissing someone with pink hair?
I didn't even see. I took one glimpse and I left. I just I want to erase that from my mind.
By the way, the person with pink hair was a man.
Oh my goodness.
So everyone who just joined the stream, calc means calculator.
Calc means calculator for short.
What?
Have you not seen that, bro? Oh my gosh.
No.
It's like this nerdy boy streamer who's like, for everyone who just joined, calc means calculator.
Wait, is this Asian Jeff?
Nah, no. It's this random guy who's just been, like, trending, I swear. You always see his clips on Reels. It's so funny.
Oh my goodness. No, that's funny.
But honestly, like, I hate Superman. I don't care what you guys say.
I don't hate him.
I just don't like it when there's an overpowered superhero that, like, can't be defeated.
Flash.
Probably Flash or Batman. Because I know Batman's gonna sound generic, but Batman's sick.
Mine is Red Hood. I love Red Hood.
Red Hood?
You guys know Red Hood?
Yeah, I know who Red Hood is, but like... I mean, sort of.
He's my favorite. It's Red Hood, then Batman. Those are my two. Oh, wait, no. Peacemaker. I take it back. Peacemaker's the best decent character.
Let me look up Peacemaker. I've heard of him. I forget what he looks
like. He has his own TV show, and he's in a Suicide Squad.
Suicide Squad.
Such a funny movie. John Cena.
Yeah.
He is so funny, bro. I love Peacemaker.
Wait, is Shazam Marvel or DC?
It's Marvel. Oh, DC.
Oh, yeah.
It's DC, yeah. It's a kid that said Shazam.
Shazam!
Yeah, I watched the movie. It was, like, kind of weird, but it was alright.
Number two is horrid.
Wait, they made a second one?
Don't watch it. It's so bad. So bad. Now, like, DC now has fumbled, and Marvel's following their steps. The Marvel movies now are so bad, bro.
Yeah.
I mean, I have hope. I still have hope.
Deadpool.
Mate, Deadpool and Wolverine, I'm watching an opening at night. If it's bad, I am unsubscribing to Disney Plus. I am done with Marvel if they ruin
DC
Deadpool and Wolverine.
DC Plus or Disney Plus, then.
Disney Plus. Did I say DC? I swear
I
said
I think
Disney
you said
Plus.
Disney, but I was tripping. The mic like sort of cut out.
Yeah, but no. They ruined Deadpool and Wolverine. I'm about to like sue them. They can't ruin that for me. I love Wolverine.
Yeah. Wolverine's kind of
like,
OP.
Have you seen Logan, Raph?
No, I haven't seen any of the Wolverine, but like what I've heard, he didn't in one of the scenes, like he was like tied up in a chain and he literally like impaled himself to break the chain. But like he regains all his health. It's sick.
No, but Deadpool is more OP than Wolverine, because Wolverine's bones is made out of metal. He only regenerates. He dies eventually because of the metal poisoning him. While Deadpool, one drop of blood makes him regenerate. But it's funny how he does. It's like I remember one part, his body got like torn apart, and everything to his waist and down is gone. And it suddenly grows back, but he has like baby legs. So it's a full grown adult's torso and just two baby legs just walking around.
Wait, does his funny, costume bro. Regenerate as well?
Nah. In the movies, he just tapes his costume back together. Like at the end of all of his movies, you just see tape just like all around his costume and stuff like that. It's funny. Yeah, no, it's actually so good. So, you've never seen an X-Men movie?
No, I haven't watched like any X-Men.
You're missing out. X-Men's actually so good. I'll put that on the list. Yeah. But now your list is going crazy. Like Grown Ups, one of the best movies ever.
Grown Ups was pretty good. The second one was but the first one was
number
better.
Number 2 is that. I don't like number 2.
I like it, but it's definitely not better than the first.
They need to make Grown Ups 3 but the grandpas and have grandkids.
Ooh, that would be good.
That would be funny. But isn't one of the kids, Adam Sandler's characters?
Oh, yes, bro.
Kid
Carla.
Passed away.
Yeah,
I remember. Yeah. Basically, all like, dead, the girls were like so sad for this guy's death. Yeah. He's a good actor. It's like all these girls that like had crushes on this guy. It's funny though.
Funny that he died, or funny?
No, like that. It's just funny how like everybody like knew this guy and just like were, like you know what I mean? Like, sorry for this guy, but like all the girls took it like emotionally, like they
dated like they knew and known the person. This guy for years. They physically knew him. They met him eye to eye contact. You know what I mean?
Like good friends.
Like one of the closest friends. Yeah.
I don't understand how people like can actually get that emotional over like. I mean, this is gonna sound really messed up, but like I know you get emotional when someone dies. Yeah. But like, if you don't know them that well, I don't understand how, you know,
depends so how much sad. You admire them. Because, for example, if I see like Adam Sandler or like Daniel Ricciardo or Oscar Pietri's like find out they passed away, I'm gonna be really sad.
Well, I'm gonna be. I'm gonna cry if Travis Scott died. I'm not gonna lie.
Post Malone, no, stop. I will actually cry if Post Malone dies.
Bro, overdose, that's probably how he'll die.
I swear, if that's Travis Scott doesn't stop his addictions, bro, I'm gonna throw one.
Post Malone doesn't have an addiction, right? Post Malone doesn't have anything. Post Malone addiction.
Have you seen him on stage, bro?
Doesn't he drink alcohol Post Malone? On stage?
Yeah, that's
alcohol. Have you seen like the way he acts on stage?
Who, Post Malone?
Yeah.
I've seen the bit when he's with the new guy with the I had some
search up on YouTube or something. Post Malone bugging out on stage.
He removes his like t-shirt and everything. He does drink a lot, like on he just holds like a Bud Lighty beer and everything. Man, he has a lot of tattoos, so
yeah, bro. that I can't do.
I hate tattoos.
Is face tattoos, bro. I can't.
Post Malone actually looks decent.
What you mean the zestiness he was doing? Oh hell no! I saw the clip, bro.
No, this. I'm sending it to the.
So yeah.
What thingo?
Also, something that I have to tell you, Travis, is that yesterday or today, Don Toliver dropped an album, and he has a few songs with Travis Scott, bro. You gotta listen.
Yeah,
to
I heard
so
about
far.
That. I heard about that yesterday. I heard it's good.
It is good. At least the song I've only listened to the songs with Travis, but it's good.
Oh yeah. Well, boys, I think this is a wrap of the first pause podcast.
Yeah. I think it went fairly well. We didn't like.
Okay.
We didn't like
pause
it too long.
Fine.
Oh yeah, you do.
Well, guys, first one, it's kind of messy. We got off track. I promise next one will work well. We will stick on track. We will talk about things and all like how. What do we start with? Two truths and a lie. And now we're talking about Post Malone. Yeah, we need to figure this out. We'll come back. This might be our last one. Depends if we get canceled. But for now, we're living strong. We're living life to the fullest. And also, might as well say this now. This is our opinions. Some of them might be wrong, but I'm sure a lot of this is true, our opinions. So if you don't like our opinions, then don't listen to it. So yeah, don't know when the next one's coming out. Even if we'd like, yeah. Well, that's it. You got anything to say, guys?
No, good.
Yeah.
We're good?
Thanks for listening.
Yeah.